While serving as FDR's vice president, Wallace wrote in his 1944 book, Our Job in the Pacific, It is vital to the United States. It is vital to China, and it is vital to Russia. It is vital to the United States. It is vital to China, and it is vital to Russia that there be peaceful and friendly relations between China and Russia, China and America, and Russia and America. China and Russia complement and supplement each other on the continent of Asia, and the two together complement and supplement America's position in the Pacific. In another 1944 piece, Two Peoples, One Friendship, in Survey Graphic magazine, Wallace described the destiny of the U.S.-Russia for mutual Arctic development with transportation connections across the Bering Strait. Of all nations, Russia has the most powerful combination of a rapidly increasing population, great natural resources, and immediate expansion in technological skills. Siberia and China will furnish the greatest frontier of tomorrow. When Molotov, Russia's foreign minister, was in Washington in the spring of 1942, I spoke to him about the combined highway and airway which I hope someday will link Chicago and Moscow via Canada, Alaska, and Siberia. Molotov, after observing that no one nation could do this by itself, said that he and I would live to see the day of its accomplishment. It would mean much to the peace of the future if there could be some tangible link of this sort between the pioneer spirit. It would mean much to the peace of the future if there could be some tangible link of this sort between the pioneer spirit of our own West and the frontier spirit of the Russian East. Expressing a mode of long-term thinking and sensitivity to the Asian psyche, rarely seen by Westerners, Wallace wrote that Asia is on the move. Asia distrusts Europe because of its superiority complex. We must give Asia reason to trust us. We must demonstrate to Russia and China, in particular, that we have faith in the future of the common man in those two countries. We can be helpful to both China and Russia, and in being helpful, can be helpful to ourselves and to our own children. In planning our relationships today with Russia and China, we must think of the world situation as it will be 40 years hence.